Hello, everyone. This is Tony here. And come and join the J9 here. I'm having great fun with Jenny with the Media 24. I'm very happy here.
This is Janine Renderpost, and you're on Jiving with J9. In our Joburg studio, we have Tony Liu. He is the CEO of Cherry Group South Africa. Hi there, Tony. How are you doing?
Hello, Jenny. Good morning. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks so much for making time to speak to us. So now, as the leading Chinese brand in South Africa, I thought it would just be great to touch base with you and just talk all things Cherry. So Chinese cars have almost literally taken over the South African new car market. The cars have increased or improved tenfold in terms of quality, design, and it's at the forefront of technology. But while it's great that there are so many more affordable and value for money cars on the market, is it not hurting local automakers? And what can be done so that both local OEMs and Chinese brands can flourish here in South Africa?
Thank you, Jenny. The first question is give me a very, very good question. I think, thank you. Firstly, thank you for Medium 24 to invite to the media house for me to have this discussions. I think there are different ways to look at this. I think firstly, we need to acknowledge the local OEMs. They have done a lot of contributions in terms about creating jobs, in terms about skill transfers, in terms about promoting the automotive landscape in the past few decades of year. I think from our side, Cherry need to respect this kind of facts. I think, because the seven OEMs have been in the country for long, there is so many for them. For us to learn from them how actually going to operate in a local the condition. So this is the first point. And secondly, I think the local importers like ourselves and in the retailing industry is also playing a very important role. I think the retailing OEMs is also creating jobs as well.
Yeah.
And also there is also a competition, obviously there is competition, but I think a healthy competition can promote innovation, can drive healthy competition between each other. But I mean, healthy means not actually just cutting the undercutting each other, but actually to build a strong on the how to build a stronger on the branded reputation, after sales, all this kind of stuff. So I think from the retailing, once the retailing OEM they grow into a certain volume, like ourselves and Cherry at this stage, I think we are combined with Cherry and Omada Jiko brand as 3,500, and we are number 4 in the passenger vehicle segment. Almost a 9% in the market, in the passenger market share. So that is also the current position we are. We are the retailing OEM. But in the meantime, we are looking at to building the local factory here in South Africa and for South Africa. I think that is also some exciting things for us now in a few months time. So what I mean here is once the retailing OEM grow into a server level. And we must have having a long-term developed plans for South Africa. So I think because by doing this kind of investment, it's going to benefit not our self, but also I think it's for the whole automotive landscape in terms about to making our supply chain stronger and also a more resilient supply chain in crossing the South African market. So I think there is a way, I think, of the local OEMs and also the retailing OEM, how actually to finding a balance point to live along well with each other. I think, both are playing a critical role, but I think very importantly is a long-term planning, like ourselves. And we're not only going to retailing, but also going to have long-term investment plan for South Africa, not only for South Africa, but in the future across the whole African continent.
Is there a kind of a time frame for you know, if Chedi had to start a factory, what kind of time frame, you know, if everything went according to plan, what kind of time frame would we be looking at?
I think we're looking at, you know, in the right beginning, we'll look at different angles. We're looking at different, you know, that possibilities, options, like a greenfield, like, you know, taking over a problem that existing while the OEMs is also possibilities. But after our study, I think at this stage, we're looking at cooperating with the existing OEM seems to be more feasible for us. So I think we have been discussing this for quite a long time. We're engaging very closely with all the relevant stakeholders, like the government shows, like the industries, like the you know, the other OEMs, and hopefully that in the few months' time we got some exciting that I can share with all the media friends. It's on the way.
It is
also a very exciting time for us.
It is very exciting. So we were talking about the other brands and so forth, but is there room for everyone to compete for a slice of the local pie? Because I was looking at the Chedi numbers, and even though Chedi is selling like over 1,700 units of the Chedi 4, there are lots of other Chedi brands. I mean, not Chedi brands, but Chinese brands.
Mm.
And we, you know, so now you guys are not just competing with other OEMs, but now the Chinese brands are fighting with each other for your piece of the pie.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Jenny, you ask a very good question. Firstly, it's also different how we're going to, you know, look at this situation. I think if you know the China, the South African automotive industry, you know, if you go back for 10 years or decade, I think in the Chinese brand, in the recent past years, we have a lot of improvement.
Mm.
I mean, especially in terms of product quality, technology, and also after sales. So all the Chinese brand has really step by step and to regaining the confidence from the consumer point. And this is now that. I think if you look at numbers, the Chinese brand in overall at this stage today is about 16% of the passenger vehicles market. And we have no doubt just going to grow and grow again. So this is the reality we are facing. And also, yes, you're asking that a lot of Chinese brand is going to come. I think this is also something that is a question that we're open to talk here is that, you know, that all the Chinese brand coming here, we really wish everyone to have a long-term, you know, planning for the future, you know. So because now at this stage is the Chinese brand, the hat, we are all wearing the Chinese brand hat, you know.
Yeah.
So, and this hat is not, and this kind of customer confidence is not easily gained for, it's through years and building, like ourselves, like our other brand, like the GW has already established brand, the reputation in South Africa. So it's not easy. We must have cherished the brand reputation, you know, together. So a very good suggestion I want to put into all the Chinese brand is when they come into here in South Africa, you know, first thing they need to look at is a long-term development plan for themselves. What is a strategically planning to enter into the South African market instead of just taking away one slice of the cake, you know?
Mm.
And what is their long-term planning? Have they sought this themselves or just the positioning of a short-term importer or long-term investment into the South African? This is the first question you need to, you know, answer. The second one I would suggest is the Chinese brand, there is also competition, you know, and, you know, the Chinese market has very fierce competition internally, I mean, domestically. But when going on to the overseas, I mean, we shouldn't be only looking at the price competition. You know, like I mentioned, we, especially between the Chinese brand, we should looking at the brand reputation competition, how to compete in the brand reputation, how actually to go to build a stronger dealer network and in order to making the dealers feasible for their business, how actually to building a better after sales channels for in order for the dealers, for the customer to benefit from the customer journey point of view. I mean, you know, say for instance, when we launched into the country, we launched the 10 years, 1 million engine warranty. I mean, that is also giving a peace of mind what we're offering to our customer in terms of after sales quality, after sales service. So, I mean, instead of the cutting on the pricing, I think this is also something we need to look at how to compete higher in order to competing only on the pricing, because otherwise there's no room for OEM to survive. And also, I see the South African consumers is very much, like the after sales, they very much focus. You know, they want the industry leading the after sales, and even the world globally, I think the after sales is very important for the South African consumers. So if I may give a little bit of suggestions on to the other Chinese brand as well.
Yeah. And tell me, many people don't know this, but Chery is also the parent company of a couple of sub-brands.
Mm.
How does that all work locally compared to the business model in China? And can we expect even more sub-brands in the future from Chery?
Yes. Jenny, thank you for asking these questions. Yes, we actually, Chery is a mainstream brand. Actually, in South Africa, we're not a new brand now.
Yeah.
But compared with others, legacy brand may be still new, but we launched in 2021 as a fully owned subsidiary. So Chery is a mainstream brand, and then quickly we launched a lot of Tiggo 7, Tiggo 8, mm-hmm. and Tiggo 4, which is becoming very popular in South Africa.
Yeah.
So Chery is representing family, mm-hmm. and companionship, technology, and green. That is Chery's brand customer profile. But in the meantime, we also have Omada and Jeco brand.
Yes.
So Omada is fashion, is avant-garde, is mm-hmm. futuristic. You know, I think it's also a lot of South African consumers, and especially the female, and like our cars very much. Okay. And also the Jeco is British elegant. It's fearless. It's yeah. also exquisite, you know, that kind of life. Mm. So Jeco is also, we recently just launched the J5.
Yes.
So also the Omada side is the C7 is going to launch very soon. So in the future, there is also very much, you know, another two brand we are going to introduce, which is Lampus.
Yes.
And also iCar.
Yes.
I think Lampus, I'm sure you heard it, and it's also as a Lampert plus Passion. Okay,
yeah.
It's driving elegant. It's more premium than the Chery. And also the iCar is for the young generation. It's a Z generation that's, born to play.
Yeah.
So it's for the young generation. So every different brand actually speaking accurately to its targeting audience. I think that is also very important, because we found our South African consumers, the mid-age of South African consumer who buy, I think is about 27 or 28. So the young people, they want to become more personalized themselves and showcasing themselves to how to actually getting not only the car mobility, but actually to getting the point of the emotional value is also a very important, that focus yeah. point from our side. So you see, Chery, Omada and Jeco, iCar and Lampus is all positioning itself in a very specific category of the customer.
Okay.
So, but in the meantime, I think this is also, that our focus point is every brand is going to differentiate themselves, how actually differentiate themselves from the product, from the dealer network, because we're going to have our own. Every brand has going to have its own separate dealer network instead
okay.
of just brought into
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Introducing the all-new Chery Tiggo 9, a vehicle that's one step ahead in luxury, safety, power, and technology. This isn't just another SUV. It's Chery's bold step into a premium future. With striking design, cutting-edge tech, your choice of a powerful 2-liter turbo or advanced super hybrid, and you'll soon realize why it's one step ahead of the competition. Book a test drive today at Chery.co.za or your nearest Chery dealer. And I know, I think iCar was at the Festival of Motoring, and Lepus is coming very soon. But when can we expect to see these cars on the showroom floors?
Lampas, actually, we're having 20s, I think this month. We're okay. going to do a brand launch. I'm sure you are invited in Media 24. I think, you know, you're more than welcome to have a look up. Actually, just before I came here, there's sample cars. It just came through our head office.
Okay.
I look at the Lampas 4, Lampas 8, you know, as the two of the models probably we're thinking to introduce in the country next year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also iCar already showcased in the FOM.
Yes.
And some of the customers, they just are flying very far and just want to see the iCar. So iCar, we want to launch in the early Q2 probably. Okay. And we are in the building the dealer network phase now. And the iCar, we're going to have the 03T and the V23 and the V27 in the future, both BEV and REV technology. But Lampas, both ICE and hybrid technology, mm-hmm. and in the future, BEV technology. So it's not going to be very far. In Q1, we want to launch the Lampas officially in South Africa, so the consumers can expect at that time to see the Lampas brand. It's very elegant, it's very premium. And also in the Q2, for the younger generation, I mean, you're more than welcome to pop in an iCar dealership to look at the iCar series of product.
Yeah. And tell me now, Tony, like you're mentioning all these cars coming in, there's so many brands. Do you not think there's maybe too many Chinese cars in South Africa?
I think we discussed that as a point. I think there is, like I said, there is a lot of Chinese brand coming. But like I said, I wish all the Chinese brand coming to here could having a long-term developing plan for themselves. Yeah. I mean, also, actually how to position themselves correctly in the market. That is the key. As long as we as a Chinese brand all growing together and all growing towards brand reputation, dealer network, and after sales, I'm sure the Chinese brand will gain more respect and also more popular in South Africa.
True. So I have to tell you, I live quite a distance from my office. I drive about probably 100 k's every day, between 100 and 120. And I recently drove the Tiggo 7 CSH, that's your hybrid model. And because of its great range, it's probably one of my most favorite cars that I've driven recently. But can you explain the hybrid technology in layman's terms in this model? Why is it that Chery has been able to get such a good range from the two combined motors and tech?
And thank you, Janine. Thank you for asking this question. I'm glad to hear that you as a real customer, you like our CHS, especially our Chery Super Hybrid system, you know.
Yeah.
So this is also very important. And this year we launched our launched our CHS, a Chery Hybrid system. And also Omar and Jaco launched our SHS, a super hybrid system as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the overall sales number in the past few months, I mean, definitely, like the consumers from your side, like yourself, is responding to this new technology. I think why is a super hybrid is more suitable for South Africans transition to the NEV map? I think I'm going to unpacking this topic. Firstly, I think South Africa is because of the infrastructure constraint, especially on the charging facility.
Yeah.
I think still need to develop in a long way. Although there is some, but it's not enough. Especially in the EV, they have the range anxiety. And at this stage, I think Chery Super Hybrid system perfectly solved the pain point because our one tank and one charge goes to 1,200. Some can even goes to 1,500. Imagine that is almost, I think, one tank from here to Cape Town.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need to charge. And that is perfectly, especially can resolve the pain point. And secondly, the main thing is the cost of the ownership. Think about to driving the plug-in hybrid than driving ICE, how much it can saving you. I mean, this can be easily calculated. Our CHS on the daily, if you're using the EV mode only, every it can take you up to 150 to 200 and 180 on the pure EV range. If you calculate obviously the charging, the per kWh is much cheaper, I think, on the ICE. So you can easily work out if you on a daily the charge, how much can save you. Even you don't have the convenience of charging it every day, you don't need to charge it, because on the 20% of the battery, the motor itself was starting to charging into the battery in order to keep it still as a normal hybrid vehicle instead of plug-in hybrid. So that's why we Chery called it Chery Super Hybrid system. I think this is also a very important pain point we can solve for the current, under the current South African consumers, anxiety that is because of the affordability is a little bit issue. The cost of our ownership is an issue. So the third thing is about the driving experience. I'm sure you're driving the car. It's like an EV car. It's powerful, Like I'm driving the C9. I don't want to go back to change your ICE car because it's so powerful. It's almost a 400 kilometer, 400 kilowatt.
Yeah.
On the engine, and the torque is almost a 900. It's like a racing car. So the driving experience is also very quiet and also very comfortable, and there is no noise like the other. So this is, I think, the main major points, I think, for the plug-in hybrid. But if you ask me what is the technology behind it, I think its main thing is Chery's R&D, especially on the new hybrid system and Chery hybrid system. We have putting a lot of R&D, I think, from the innovation point of view. Now, the current thermal efficiency on the engine, pure ICE engine, that is about the third generation, can reach almost a 48 thermal efficiency, which is one of the world highest, of the thermal efficiency. But in the meantime, you still have two dual motors, to power the vehicle. So that's why making your journey much more comfortable than the compared to the ICE itself. And also, this is also the future, because the consumer already responded. I mean, in the last few months, every month we sold almost 200 plug-in hybrid across the group's all hybrid vehicles. I mean, in the plug-in hybrid, if you're adding the traditional hybrid, we are almost 350. So although the number is low, but we already almost the plug-in hybrid, we're almost 40% to 50% of the market share. Yeah. So the consumer definitely is responding. I think with hopefully that government is considering some more subsidies on the, on the consumer side, and we will see the boom is going to come.
I mean, I could drive almost 2 weeks with that range without having to fill up and without even to top up the electric driving range. So I think South Africans definitely are gravitating towards that technology that we're seeing, and because you get so much more range out of the cars. But your Tiggo 9 also launched not too long ago in South Africa. What do our listeners need to know about this new Chery? Is it bigger than the Tiggo 8?
Yes, the Tiggo 9 is our flagship and the Chery, under the Chery umbrella. I think the Chery, the Tiggo 9 is a 7-seater. We both have the ICE powertrain, but also have the plug-in hybrid train. And plug-in hybrid. So it's very spacious, it's very luxurious, and also it's top top safety. I think if you notice the last few months, we have done two crash tests. The two vehicles crashed here and witnessed for all the media. So we never compromise on the safety. It's an industry-leading top safety. And we put the safety as a first priority for our consumers. So you're more than welcome, all the consumers, to have a look of test drive our Tiggo 9, both the ICE and plug-in hybrid. I mean, we also having a lot of now customers, I think, campaigns now is running, especially coming to the year end. And also we have a 1 million lucky draw, as far as I know, So most of the customers can test drive our Tiggo 9 in our dealers network.
Okay. And then tell me, Tony, just to conclude our conversation, what else can we expect to see from Chery in the next 12 months?
I think from the firstly product side, we have already talked a lot. I think is a lot of brand to another brand is going to come, Lampus and iCar. But not only that, you know, we keep on enhancing the current Chery has already built in South Africa, so the consumers can expect it to pick up. I think in this eco conference, I think last few days I was in China, the medium already see the T1 TP. It's a multifunctional pickup going to launch for the Chery range, and also another unibody pickup. The previous one, the T1 TP, is I'm talking about is multifunctional. It's either a pickup, a layer buggy, or it's a seven seater. It can be converted into a seven seater SUV. And also the another buggy is a leather frame buggy. Is going to come in the Q3 and Q4, or roughly at that time. So both of the Sparky. In the meantime, Chery, we hopefully going to introduce our latest Q3, and it was a BEV driving train. I mean, especially affordable, but also with the newest technology, Q3. Okay. I'm sure is going to come into South Africa. It's confirmed for South African consumer.
Okay.
So this is three new product in the Chery. In the OJ, we also have a Omada 4, you know. Also, the J8 is coming, and the OJ range. And sooner now, this month, we're going to launch the C7. Okay, so OJ range is also a lot of new product. And also for the Lampus, you know, the Lampus 6, Lampus 4, Lampus 8. And this is all going to come into South Africa. You can expect it, you know, in the near future. iCar, and we're going to have the 03T. Already launched, already have the brand launched there, and we BEV version. You can also expect the V23 BEV version, and also the V27 REV version, and also the 03T REV version. So
that's a lot.
You can calculate it. I counted myself. Regardless of all the derivatives, I think we're going to have more than 10 new models. Introduced into South African market as well, so you can expect a lot is going to come in the meantime. And on top of this, we also going to, I'm sure we're going to conclude our feasibility studies on the factory side. We're going to have some announcement together, you know, that with local government about the investment into South Africa.
Thank you. I have to ask though, you mentioned the QQ3, and I know South Africans are going to be very excited about the pickup models. But you mentioned the QQ3, and I think that car scarred a lot of people when Chery first came here with the car, because the quality of the Chery products that first came here many years ago is day and night now. Would the QQ3, I know you can't give me too much on pricing and so forth, but would the QQ3 be cheaper than the Chery 4, the Tiggo 4?
It's hard to say now, Jenny, and because yes, I understand the QQ when they come into South Africa, it doesn't have a good name, but nowadays are totally different. Regarding the name, we haven't confirmed it. Okay. Officially in China it's called QQ3.
Yes,
we are still in the discussions, because now is a totally different generation of QQs, but still some people are still emotionally connected with the Chery brand itself, you know. It's regarded as the cheapest car, but now with all the technology backup, with all the improvement on the qualities, and also on the R&D side, I'm sure you can expect much more, you know, that beautiful car, and also much more, you know, nicer car.
Yeah.
So regarding the price, I would rather keep it a little bit secret until the launching time. But a South African consumer can expect this this cars, and it's going to have a BEV drivetrain. We're going to launch it probably Q3.
Okay.
In next
and
year.
And the two pickups, what time frame are we looking at?
The pickups, I think T1 TP, the layer buggy, which is our unibody pickup, probably is Q3 as well. Another buggy built on the chassis which is more rugged-backy, like the Ford Rangers, Toyota Hilux, okay, is we can expect it on the Q4.
Thanks so much for all your insights, Danny, and for giving us a little peek into your world. Yeah, we really appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you. Thank you, Jenny. It's very nice chatting with you. I hopefully to see you face in the near future.
That's it for today's episode of Driving with J9.